Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today here on New Life. When I say us, I'm talking about two of the best, Dr. John Townsend and Dr. Dave Stoop. And your phone calls today here on New Life. We're glad you're with us for New Life.
Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry, just Peach Keen. How about yourself?
I am so angry. I am like Godzilla with a bustier.
How do I help her and me through this? How do I get to a stronger place? Because she really is the love of my life.
You feel a lot of emotion about this.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know she had a homosexual past until she had made a move on me.
He has an addiction to pornography he would not deal with. He said, you act like I'm the only one that has this problem and I should just...
Well, you are the only one that I'm married to that has this problem.
And that's what I told him. I said, I'm not married to everybody else.
Now, this is...
So you all just let him off the hook?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend. Hello, John.
Hey, Steve.
Dr. Dave Stoop. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Stevie.
Hey, we got Mother's Day coming up this weekend. Mm. I want to remind everybody, get those cards and letters off and flowers and candy and all of that. I heard a story about a police officer who was in training. And they asked him, they said, now, one final question. If it came down to it and you had to go and arrest your mother, what would you do? And he said, I'd call for backup. And so, you know, sometimes you've got a powerful mom, and sometimes you don't. Moms are not all the same. But anyway, it's a great, great time to think about motherhood. And, you know, God is kind of he's a father that loves us like a mother in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the prophets refer to him as more like a mother, too, like a mother hen who gathers her chicks under her wings.
The chicks.
Or El Shaddai, the many-breasted one, is one of the Hebrew translations.
Hmm. Many-breasted one.
Mm-hmm. He's got the nurturing aspects.
Yeah. It was nice seeing your mother last Saturday night at the graduation.
Oh, I tell you. She said it was one of the best, well, she said it was the best weekend of her life, seeing Madeline graduate. Wow. And that was really a great, meaningful time. I've been blessed to have a great mother. I'm married to a great mother. She's really a phenomenal mother, and you know, she kind of puts the other in mother. Mm. I mean, that's what she does, and I really appreciate her for that.
That sure beats the smother in
no
mother.
No kidding. Hey, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Chandra from Claremont, Florida. WTLN's the station. Hello there.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
How can we help you?
My question is, my husband walked out last April. Mm. There hasn't been any contact or anything. He has cheated on me in the past, so I figure that's what it's about. Mm. He doesn't want any, as far as I can tell, he doesn't want to reconcile.
Okay.
What I'm trying to figure out is, biblically, can I go ahead and get the divorce myself? Because I just feel like I'm in limbo.
Okay, now let me ask you a question, Chandra. Why would you question whether or not biblically you could divorce him? What's the thinking there?
Because the Bible tells me that God hates divorce.
Yes, and what else does it say about divorce?
I don't know for sure. You'd have to tell me on that one.
Well, do you remember where Jesus gave a couple of instances where they are exceptions?
Yeah, I remember. I know that.
Okay, so why wouldn't you think that those would apply in your situation?
I don't know. I just don't want to do anything to go against God's will.
I'm kind of going a different direction, Chandra. I would like to talk about some steps to see if there's some things you can do to help the situation before you go the nuclear option, too. So we'll help you.
All right, Chandra. John's going to give you some help. I was just going to help you wrap the thing up there.
And during the break, look at Matthew 19, Sean.
Yeah, but John's going to help you, and I think that's a good way to go. We'll come back right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we'll help you the best we can.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right, we're back. We're talking with Chandra, and we hate divorce like God does, and we know God hates divorce, and we do everything we can to fight people from getting it. John is going to fight for Chandra here and help her find some ways that might help.
Chandra, still with us?
Yes, I am.
What have you done to try to establish contact since April?
I have tried to call him. I have not talked to him or heard him or seen him since he walked out April 10th. The only way that he will communicate with me is through text. And he told me in the text that he does not love me. We were married 20 years.
Oh, gosh.
And he just up on that morning and had his suitcase and said, I'm leaving. And I said, he has the two businesses between us that were started. And he just said, I'm leaving. And I thought he was just going on another business trip. And he said, no, I'm leaving for good. And he walked out, and I have not seen him since.
I am so sorry. That's just such abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
Have you asked him what he wants? Like, are you going to divorce me?
Oh, yeah. We've discussed that several times. He said he was getting a lawyer. He was going to divorce me till he found out he was going to have to pay me alimony. Or he was going to have to pay something that pertained to our two businesses we started while we were married. He told me that he's not paying me any money, that he's not even responsible for my food. I've lost my home and everything since he walked out.
Have you got an attorney to protect you?
He left me with no job or anything. There's a 10-year difference between us, and I've been searching for a full-time job. I have a little part-time job.
No, that's not what I'm asking, Chandra. The statement, I'm not going to divorce you because then I'd have to pay money, is an illegal statement. It's a statement that doesn't square with the law. In a 20-year marriage, you have a long-term marriage, whether he leaves or divorces or gets separated or whatever, he owes you substantial money. Have you gotten representation to protect yourself?
I have been to a couple of lawyers that have told me my rights, yes.
Okay. Are they going to... whether or not he divorces you, he's abandoned you, so he's got to pay for things. Are they going to help you?
They would help me, but unfortunately, I'm against what they call indigent. I don't really have enough money. I only have a little 10-hour a week job that I can get.
Well, there should be somebody that would take your case.
On contingency.
On a contingency, because what he's doing is illegal, and you're losing your rights every day that it continues, and who knows what he's doing with the businesses. You own half those businesses, and he owes you support until, you know, for the rest of your life if you don't remarry.
Yeah, get a lawyer that's got contingency and just tell your husband, if you're going to divorce me, that's one thing. If you're not going to divorce me, then they'll just go after you for support one way or the other. But, yeah, you've got to appeal to the authorities in this one, mm-hmm. Chandra.
And you do have a biblical basis to doing it. You've been abandoned, and there was adultery, and I'm not sure what else you need.
And just one other thing. If you're not able to figure it out, like how do I get this attorney and all this, you know, go call your church and say, I need somebody to just help me walk through a couple of things. Is there a female counselor that could just help me with a couple of things so that you end up, you know, sometimes you get so paralyzed you can't pick up the phone, or you just don't know who to call or whatever. Don't shut down. Ask to get the help to get you the help that you need to go
there you go.
Get, all right?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, God bless you there. I'm going to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. I hope that that's going to be a blessing to you, and that is coming your way. Healing is a Choice. Hey, let me mention another book. It's The 7-Minute Marriage Solution. It's $20 in stores on May the 18th, I think it comes out. But right now you can buy it for $15, and I'll throw in a 7-Minute Marriage Solution seminar, 3.5 hours of content, plus the audio perspective from New Life called Making Marriage Work. Now, here's a really cool thing about this book. It tells you 7 things to start and 7 things to stop. But it also tells you what to do when you're married to somebody that won't start or stop anything. They're unwilling. And I think that's maybe the best value of the book.
Yeah, it's a bunker buster book. It, you know, when everything's stuck, goes in there and blows everything up in a really redemptive way and get things moving again.
Absolutely. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want a copy with this, what we call the pre-publication bundle, it won't be available after May the 11th. Elaine, Tulsa, Oklahoma, KCFO is the station. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
You're welcome. How can we help today?
Okay, I have the beginning question is, 20-month-old grandbaby. One daughter gave birth to her, but was addicted to meth. Any pills she could get, marijuana, smoked her whole pregnancy, and ended up, we as a family, got the baby away from her through state help. And I have another daughter who, good woman, was born with a birth defect, is never able to have children, so she's in the process of adopting her. So we're wanting to know how and when we tell this baby that her auntie is really her mommy, and her mommy is really her auntie.
How old is the baby right now?
She's 20 months old.
Okay.
Well, you got two questions there, and I would say the answer to the second one is probably not for quite a while. You know, when do you tell her that her mom is her aunt?
Oh, Dave, would you rephrase that, though? Because quite a while, they could interpret that to mean years, you know?
Well, it might take some time for her to understand it, but I mean, it's kind of like, I think she needs to know as young as possible that she's adopted. I'll answer that part.
Okay,
quickly.
Good. Okay. All right. Just want
to
get that out.
Part, when do you explain the family dynamics? That's a tough one, and she has to be able to process it and understand it in that. And, you know, I have an adopted grandson who, and it was a private adoption, and so he has a letter from his dad, his biological dad, and his mother's kept in touch with my kids, and he's 18 now. So, you know, he's known all along that he's adopted, and he's known all along that when he wants to meet his biological mother, he can. So maybe you say, when you're ready to meet your biological mother, we'll talk about that. But for now, all you need to know is that you're adopted. That's how I would approach that.
That's good. I like
but
that.
But we're a family. We went somewhere just Saturday as a family, the mommy and the auntie.
That's all right. There's
and
nothing.
Another auntie. So we're all in this together.
Yeah. There's nothing.
We all want what's best for her.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Elaine. And I wouldn't keep her away. It's just that data is should be reserved for a time when she can process that and wants to know that. And so when she's 16 and says, I want to know who my biological mom is. And then I would tell her. But otherwise, I'd say, you know, let's wait till you're 18 if she doesn't ask.
You would wait that late? I think
yeah.
I would go earlier.
You think earlier?
Okay. Well, the reason I'm thinking out loud here with you is because a child's cognitive capacity to understand those things, should be as early as possible, because then they've got time to assimilate it. And really what happens, as I've noticed, is when you haven't done it too early, then you probably want to talk to a psychologist that's got a child specialty, because I don't know the actual neurological developmental age, but there's this space where they understand these matters. And if you do it earlier, then they figure it out, they feel strange, and then they move on and play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think waiting too late, then it becomes this real dramatic, traumatic thing for her. So it'd be to me, there's this window where they get it and they understand this is my mom, this is my aunt. And you probably have a meeting with a psychologist. Aunt's here, mom's here.
Family counselor, yeah.
And just say, we have something to tell you. So there's a specialist that can handle the child's feelings.
The developmental part would be what they call reversibility, that I can think through a process and then I can reverse that process to do it. And that starts around 11 or 12 years old.
That would make more sense to me, that age.
So at least that age before you'd say anything about who
there
she is.
You go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, our problem, we have a pretty good big-sized family, and somebody might let it slip.
Well, if that's true, if you got that kind of loose lip sink ship, I would go earlier.
And also, the adopted mom has got a baby book started, and it shows her birth mom and dad.
You really want to take control of this then and do it earlier before all the talkers do that. Absolutely. I agree with you. So get that child specialist and say, we need to have let's figure out the date of how old she needs to be. And because we have a kind of a blabby family, we want to get there and be intentional before they do it.
You don't want her to hear it from another source.
No, you don't. Hey, by the way, hats off to you. You are being a redemptive third mile person, and the world is a better place because of you.
Amen. We need more folks like that. And praise God for you. George, Boston, Massachusetts, WEZE is the station. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing today?
Very well. How can we help you?
Yeah, I've been married for 5 years, and me and my wife have two children, a baby boy and a little girl. And, I mean, like every marriage, there's always sometimes issues, ups and downs, and one day she came back, you know, she started going out all of a sudden. I mean, I used to go out myself, too. And, I mean, she never made it a big deal. She would ask whatever. But all of a sudden she started going out. And, on my side, I started making a big deal, questioning where she's been and coming back late. And one day she came back late and she told me she don't want to be married no more.
Oh,
I was like, why? He said, where is this coming from? She's like, I mean, she's the type of person who don't like to talk about things. She likes to keep it to herself, and hopefully she resolved it by herself and without communicating with me. And I was like, so I can't ask you why, you know, where is this coming from? Is something that I did wrong? He said, nah, it's just a feeling. I don't have the feeling no more.
Hey, George.
So, I mean,
let me ask you a question. George, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Were you... I mean, this thing hit you from out of left field, it seems like. Were you having daily time with her where you just kind of checked in and said, how you doing and what's going on in your life? Or were there things where you just didn't have time to do that?
I'll say I didn't have time to do that. I'll probably blame it on I have two jobs. Sometimes I come back late, like 9 o'clock, you know, she's making dinner.
Uh-huh.
And next thing you know, we, you know, trying to, you know, have kids go to bed, get them ready, you know, she go to sleep. And we don't really see each other that much during the Monday to Friday. We have time on the weekend.
Oh, goodness.
And we spend time on the weekend, and that weekend is that we have kids. And now all of a sudden on the weekend, she's going out, and she's spending time with her friend. This is a friend that, you know, a family friend whom I know, but she's been spending time with her. every weekend, kind of like pulling away from me ever since I asked her a question. And she never gave me specific reason why she don't want to get married no more. She just said that's how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, so ask us a question.
So how can you guys help me trying to get back my wife back and trying to work this marriage? Because I really love her and love my family. And I mean, she hasn't asked me to move out, or she hasn't used the word divorce yet. Maybe it's on the way, but she hasn't said that. So before it's too late, what can I do to get things back to normal or get my wife back and trying to work things out? Because she don't want to...
Okay,
let
me ask you about a radical approach.
Yeah.
What would happen if you said to her, honey, is there any way you'd be willing to go on a date with me tomorrow night? Dinner and a movie?
I can try that. I mean, Mother's Day is coming up. And I asked her if we can go out, you know, with the kids, so we can celebrate Mother's Day. She said, yes, we can go to our favorite restaurant.
Well, you know what would be great?
But still, I'm involving the kids.
But yeah. You know what would be great? Is you go do that with her and those kids, and then you find a sitter that takes care of the kids, and you take her out that evening by yourself.
Yeah.
As a first minor step. And then I'm going to let Dave and John give you some giant steps. But that's a first step.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with George. I suggested he do something like show interest in her, ask her out for a date to kind of start the process. So what do you guys think would also be important?
Well, I think he needs to, if he can't get into counseling with her, he needs to get into counseling himself to say, mm-hmm. And to tell her, you know, I'm going to start counseling because I got to figure out what I've done wrong that has hurt you enough that you stopped loving me, or you think you stopped loving me. And then I would start really pursuing her in a loving way, not in a smothering way or controlling way, and see what happens. The problem is this may be a result of her being interested in somebody else. And
going out at night and I don't want to be with you anymore. It's like kerosene to a match. George, our hearts go out to you. The thing to remember about repairing a damaged marriage is that there's always the building on strengths, which is kind of where Steve was going and Dave was going. I want to build on, you know, I want to do things I haven't done before. I want to pursue and I want to show interest and all that. So you, that's part one, but that's only part one. There's a second part to this, and part two is repairing damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the positive, I'm going to cook dinner and play with kids and give you massages and blah, blah, blah. But that will not do it. Sometimes a spouse will experience that as you're just putting scotch tape over a wound. So you do the positive things, but the negative thing is I need to listen to you. There's a proverb in chapter 20 in the Proverbs that says that a person's heart are deep waters and a person of understanding draws them out. And sometimes as a spouse, you have to say, I've done all the positive things, but I need to listen to you about how I've not been there for you, how I've controlled you, how I've been inattentive, how I've made it about me, how I've criticized you. And that's not fun. It's much more fun to say, well, I'll just have a date night and give you some roses. But you got to do both those, and where you just say, I want to know what I've done wrong because I want to change. So that's our best advice to you, and I'm going to send you a copy of Loving People, which is a book about the love process. Bless you, George.
Yeah, and I think over that dinner that I was talking about, I mean, that's really where you want the focus to be, is on, hey, where'd this thing go wrong? What could I do? I'm getting active. I'm going to do something here. All right, let's go. Well, before we do that, let me just mention to everybody, we've got the Alaska cruise coming up July 1st through the 8th, Vancouver, northbound, one way, up toward Fairbanks. So we've never done this before. Come and join us. It's going to be a great time. You can get the info on it at newlife.com. That's where you go to get all that wonderful information, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And then we've got our Every Man's Battle Workshop coming up, along with our New Life Marriage Weekend, July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and Healing is a Choice that same weekend. Let's go to Ann from Franklinville, New Jersey. WFIL is the station. Hi there.
Hi. First of all, I just wanted to thank God for your ministry.
Hmm.
I always take my lunch at 1 o'clock, and sometimes I have errands to do, so I'm like, oh, good, I can listen to New Life.
Thank you.
And I said, oh, I'm getting free counseling. And I thought, okay, nothing is free. So finally become a New Life member,
thank you.
Which I did. So just want to encourage other people.
Thank you so much.
You're worth more than $25 a month.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
The question that I have is, I've been running into a lot of women that have lost their child either through tragedy or through an illness, and then also women that cannot get pregnant. So they're going through the grieving process of they can't get pregnant yet.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering how my husband and I in the church and you know, outside the church, how we can help these women, because I know there's no specific time in getting over, you know, grieving. I know one person for 25 years has grieved because she hasn't been able to have children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our church, we use the Healing is a Choice book and the materials that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's this wonderful place on embracing reality, then, you know, grieving your loss, and it really seems to help a lot of people. And I've gotten a lot of letters from folks. So that's one thing, that is to start a Healing is a Choice group. I think the other thing is to, you can start a little ministry in a church that is a, you know, kind of a come alongside ministry. Other people that have been there that can be there as other people go through this. But you're right, it's a really big problem, and we need to be there for folks that are going through it. John, Dave, any ideas for her?
Well, years ago, I started a group like that. It was then called South Coast Community Church. We called it Caring Friends, and it was for parents who'd lost children. And there is a secular group out there, Compassionate Friends, but those groups don't have a spiritual foundation woven through all of them. Some of them may have that, but there's the need for support, especially when you've lost children. And it used to be one of the things I dreaded doing when the meeting time would come up, and when it was over, I was so grateful because of how it ministered to me. And to do that in your own church, we started drawing people from other churches as well because they heard about it. And we just made sure that it was supportive, that it was Christ-centered, that it was reality-based, that we knew the pain that was there, and people talked about the pain. But we talked about the hope we had because of Christ.
All right, I hope
that.
And
I think someone also mentioned Stephen's ministry, you know, too, was a great grieving.
Yeah, they have some great resources as
well. They really do.
I just posted a Facebook on grieving this morning. Go to that, too.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
1st time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much help there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. I'm going to send Ann a copy of Healing is a Choice. Glad you're with us here today. We love getting to be with you, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, and me, Steve Arterburn. A big thank you to WQME. We use their studios here in Indianapolis. Really appreciate them so much. Let's go to line 6. It's Brittany from Houston, Texas. KWRD is the station. Hi there.
Hey.
How can we help you?
I found out, 6 years ago that there was some questioning about, I felt like, abnormal behavior from my husband, that he had viewed some pornography, but that it was my understanding an isolated event, and I found out a year ago that it had happened again because I begged him to tell me what was wrong, and I just had this growing feeling of distance, and I believed him that that was really the only times that it had happened, but then the reality of it, I know that usually that's not a couple-time thing, that it tends to work itself into a beast. Yeah. And so I've questioned him about it more and felt like I was just having a lot of trust issues from it, but found out through a conversation yesterday that it was quite a bit bigger of an issue than I understood, like I thought. And
sorry. Okay, so how can we help you? What do you want from us? We want to help you.
We're both of us are just trying to figure out exactly how to move on what to do. We have visited with two Christian counselors.
Have you heard about Every Man's Battle?
I have, and he has the book, and he's actually read it before.
No, I mean the program. I don't mean the book. I mean the program, the weekend intensive.
I have heard about it.
Well, that's just, I mean, the results of that thing are just amazing, and you are in that demographic of a place that can get the help. And the biggest problem that they've seen is that the guy goes, well, I'm shame-based, or I'd be embarrassed, or it's not that big a deal. And that's when the spouse has to say, this is our biggest deal. Mm-hmm. We will find the way to get you there for the weekend. House is on fire here. What about that?
My thing, too, is I have zero trust now because I feel like I've been deceived for a long time. And
right.
I feel very crushed and lonely and very much not enough.
Okay, so here's the thing. With all of that you've felt, him reading a book and going to see a counselor, it doesn't seem like that's equal to the offense down in your heart. And part of going to the Every Man's Battle workshop is him showing you, I'm willing to do some surgery on myself here because I realize how severely you've been hurt. And this is one of the things that I see so often are women, they're still struggling, and a guy says, hey, come on, I read a book about this. I said I wouldn't do it anymore. And they just miss each other. That's why there's no healing, is because she's so deeply hurt and he's taking the minimum way out. And you know, Dave and John knows, there are these programs where they ask the guy to quit his job and come live in the program for 6 months.
Yeah.
Now, we're not asking anything like that. We're saying, can you take a weekend to go work on this, to develop some
relationship? I certainly do feel like he's willing to do whatever it takes.
We'll get him to do that.
Willing to put forth the effort, but I'm just—he's going to see a counselor, a new counselor that seems to work specifically with, you know, sex addiction type.
That's not fast enough. Do the weekend.
Do the weekend, and then follow it up with that.
Yeah. You got. Brittany, I think that your brain sort of gets lost in the fact that you're in chaos and catastrophe, and you're thinking of a million things, and I understand the emotions. I mean, your life's got to be upside down. But you need to do something where you do a surgical insertion and nip this in the bud now. So in a time like this when you're feeling so many up-and-down feelings, what you need is clarity. And the clarity is, we need specialists who can do an intensive, because you're way out of my league here. And so stop doing the kind of 14 different things at once. Get the clarity and make a decision. Does that help at all? Okay.
Okay.
We're on your team here.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm sorry
you're
feeling this way. And I want you to hold on. We're going to talk with you off the air. But I know this, that if he'll step up, and do make this bold move,
which you just told us he would do anything. Yeah. That's a good sign. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then that, to me, is a big sign of the potential for healing here for both of you.
But my concern, Brittany, is that even as I'm kind of listening to our feelings towards each other and the four of us in this room, it is so overwhelming for you now that I don't think you can make a decision, a good logical decision, because you're so hurt. Mm-hmm. I want you, as soon as we get off the phone, to call a friend who is safe and logical and warm and makes decisions, because I think it's sort of beyond you right now. Mm. Now, did you hear my voice just then? Can you do that?
I think so.
Listen to me. What's your friend's name? The friend's first name. I want a name.
I'm just having a hard time thinking of somebody I can trust with this.
All right. Well, that tells us something, that you're in kind of a community that doesn't have a lot of that. So if you can't do that, and that's fine, will you call the 800 New Life number, which has the Every Man's Battle on it? Will you make that phone call? I'm looking for one action step from Brittany as soon as you got off the phone. If you don't have any safe friends, can you call the 1-800 number?
Yes.
All right. That's your next step. because you're overwhelmed. And when we're overwhelmed, we can only do little bite-sized things, okay?
They will help walk you through
it. And they'll walk you through
it. You know, the fact that he's so willing to do anything says, this is bigger than me, and he knows it's bigger than him.
You
got him in a – he's in a great place for healing, but it needs some intensive surgery.
And he won't do it without you guiding it, and you're overwhelmed. So people can't guide when they're overwhelmed. That's when they need to talk to someone and to give them the clarity and the focus. All right? We'll be praying for you, Brittany.
All right. God bless you there. I'm going to send you Every Heart Restored. It's for women. I'm going to encourage you, and off the air we're going to tell you about women in the battle, because it'd be great if you could go there for your own healing, and then we'll tell you about Every Man's Battle. It's coming up. It's very soon, May 17th, and it's going to be in Southern California, and I hope and pray that he will go to this. You know, another big opportunity, July 26th, our marriage weekend and Healing is a Choice weekend. So many things that are available if you've got willingness.
You know, Steve, the Bible teaches us that God isn't a God of confusion, He's a God of order. It tells us that in Timothy.
Yep, right.
And when you're feeling like, you know, we've all been where Brittany is, where you feel so overwhelmed and confused.
Right.
That's when you go to God and some safe people and say, I'm really not thinking. My feelings are like a tidal wave. I need you to help me make some good decisions, because the answer's there. God's got the answers in all these issues. Porn things and marriages falling apart and kids' struggles and emotions. But we can't do it on our own. We've got to go to Him and other people.
Right. Amen. Amen. Very good. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. If you need some help, and if you want to find out about all the things that we do, you call us right now. I feel for Brittany, because she probably feels like a lot of this is her fault. Mm. And, you know, I'm telling you, you look at Hollywood, some of these guys that are married to the most beautiful, voluptuous women in the world are sex addicts. Mm. It doesn't have anything
to do
with
your
love.
There's no correlation.
Mm. No.
It's hard for them to believe, but that's a fact.
Pat, Torrance, California, KKLA.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Pat.
I've been on the phone for a long time, but it's been worth it.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that yet. We haven't produced anything for you.
Okay.
So
she's anticipating.
We're on trial, and we'll do our best.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I listen to your program a lot, and I need to know how to counsel my daughter, who has a lot of unhappiness due to a bad relationship with her dad. Mm. And I'm a part of this, too, since he's my ex-husband. I don't know how much you want me to tell you, but I can just start off by saying that my ex-husband is probably a very angry man. He doesn't think much of women. And he does not have a good relationship with her. Whenever she talks to him, he just states that all women are sluts, pigs, and whores.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. He's disqualified.
Mm.
He's disqualified from being a dad.
Stay away from him.
Goodness gracious. We'll help you with this one.
Yeah, you hold on. 1-800 New Life. That's the phone number if you need some help, or newlife.com. By the way, next Saturday, May 18th, John and I are in a simulcast together, 3 hours on Saturday morning. You can actually join us as an individual. Check out the website, newlife.com.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My good friend Steve Arterburn and I agree on a lot of things, and one of them is the importance of a good marriage. Steve and the crew at New Life are on a campaign to strengthen marriages, to renew, refresh, and restore them to be what God intended for them to be. And I am 110% behind their efforts. That's why I want to encourage you to consider attending New Life's Marriage Weekend. Whether your marriage just needs a little refreshing, or you're on the verge of a divorce, this weekend can be exactly what you need. You don't want to miss it. There's no other conference like it. Call the good people at New Life at 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 800-639-5433. And talk to them about the upcoming New Life Marriage Weekend. Or check it out at newlife.com. Don't wait another minute. Do it now.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn. Come join us as we cruise Alaska this summer, July 1st through the 8th. Alaska is one of God's most wonderful and spectacular works of creation. And if you haven't been before, you'll be amazed at all there is to see and to do. We'll be sailing the Norwegian Sun, starting in Vancouver, and sailing north to Anchorage. Along the way, we'll stop in Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, and then sail Glacier Bay and Hubbard Glacier. Our New Life cruises are always filled with lots of fun, wonderful fellowship, and great teaching from our team. And joining me this year are Women of Faith speakers Marilyn Meeberg and Lucy Swindoll. To register or to find out more, call 1-888-770-6898, extension 103. That's 1-888-770-6898, extension 103.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right. We are back. Anything else we want to say to Pat?
Well, we haven't answered any of your questions, for one. Besides that, probably not a lot.
Probably should try to answer that.
Still with us, Pat?
Pat? I'm here, yeah.
Okay, so he's a bad guy, and we're mad at him, and we feel bad for your daughter. What problems does your daughter experience as a result? Tell us the problems you're concerned about.
Well, when she calls him, which is not that often, she doesn't like to call him because he swears a lot, and he talks very badly about women.
Okay, Pat, we know all the bad things he did. My question was, let's move from the bad things he does to the problem your daughter has. You said my daughter has problems, so refocus here a bit.
She doesn't know whether she should even contact him anymore. She has very mixed emotions. She cares about him, but she feels very angry at him, and...
Well, I would feel that way, too. I think those are legitimate feelings, and he's very toxic. I mean, that's putting it mildly. He's poisonous, and I wouldn't call him or talk to him until I had worked through some issues and could tell him why I'm not talking to him, but that she's not ready to do that.
She has done that.
Pat, why doesn't she just say, Dad, you're really mean to me, and you say bad things, and the next time you do a bad thing like that and say these awful things, I'm not going to be in contact with you for a while. If you'll be nice, I will. That's a kind of a direct conversation that an adult daughter could say with a dad.
She ever said that to him?
Yeah, she told him that about a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Okay.
What did he do with that?
Well,
called
she hung
her
up
name.
On him.
Who hung up on who?
Huh?
He hung up on her.
No, she hung up on him because she told him she had to go to work, and she wasn't going to listen to that kind of talk anymore.
Okay.
She said that she still loved him, but she wasn't going to listen to that.
Okay, well, then I think that was a really good, fair
healthy.
Boundary. So what's the question for us then?
Well, I guess I'm trying to get some kind of help for her so that she knows how to relate to him.
Whoa, Pat. The Bible talks about people that need a relationship, and some people don't. Sometimes Paul tells us to expel the evil one out of our midst. And so your daughter needs a strong boundary. Forget this relate stuff. The guy's got to say he's going to be nice to her before there is a relationship. So you support your daughter when she feels lonely and she goes, I miss my daddy, I miss my good dad, and you say, I know, but he's still really mean. When he calls back and he's nice, then you can spend time with him. How old is your daughter?
She's 52 now.
All right.
She's still trying.
Your daughter's still trying like a little girl to get her dad back. Mm. And let me change the tone of this a bit, Pat. She needs to get daddy figures to grow up, and at 52 she needs to be having adults in her life that are helping her. She's got to give up her dad and find loving, warm people in her life to help her grow up. Support groups, therapists, spiritual directors, coaches. It's time to get the focus off of your ex.
You know what it's like? Here's an analogy you can share with her. It's like there's a broken Coke machine in her office, and it's empty. And every day she goes and puts money in it, thinking that she's going to get a Coke out of it. And all it does is take her money. That's the analogy of what she gets with her dad. So the smart thing to do is to say, I'm not going to do that machine anymore. And she gets these other people into her life that give her the support that she needs. And God says he's the father to the fatherless in Psalm 68. And she needs to trust that and be open to it. But she's got to give that up. She will not have a relationship with her dad, barring a miracle in him, and she can't make that happen.
All right. Go ahead, Pat.
And I've been counseling her for a long time now. There was a time when she and I were estranged because she blamed me for the broken marriage.
Uh-huh.
And now she realizes that I left for a very good reason, because he was
Pat,
very angry.
Pat, you're so beyond this. If she's 50, then he's 70 or 80. You've got to tell your daughter, we're not going to talk anymore about your dad. We're going to talk about, are you playing tennis? Do you have healthy friends? How are your kids? Are you working out? Are you going to church? How's the weather? Are you finding a good job? How's your friends? No more about this fantasy about your dad. Starve that part. Force her into a good life for a 50-year-old woman. That's how you can be the best mom possible. I'm going to send you a copy of a book that will help you with this. It's called Best Friends Forever. It's time for her to leave and cleave and get a good life.
And
no more obsessing about dad. Sally, I don't do that anymore. What else do you want to talk about? And I'm serious about this, Pat.
Yes.
Help her that way.
All right.
And
okay.
I'm going to send you Forgiving Our Parents, Forgiving Ourselves, because that'll take her through a healing process where she can let go of it.
All right. If you're on the line, hang on. We've got another program to do, and we're going to get to your phone call. But let me mention a few things that are coming up. First of all, tomorrow night, I'm talking about sex at Northview Church in Carmel at 6:30. Come be a part of that.
Hmm.
This Sunday, my sermon at Heartland Church here is Mothers Are People Too. And I'm going to talk about five different things about moms maybe you haven't been thinking about. And then on the May 18th in the morning is our 7-Minute Marriage Solution simulcast, and John's going to be part of that. It's going to be a great time. You can sign up online as an individual. You don't have to go to a church to view it. You could do it individually. That's a new thing, so I hope you will. And then when you order the book from us for $15, it's normally $20 in the stores. You also get a seminar along with it and Making Marriage Work, New Life Perspective. So a lot of stuff there in addition to the book for less than you can get it in the store when it's in the store. Now, our 25th anniversary is coming up in Dallas on June the 7th. And that's going to be a fun time. Dave's going to be there. Mine will be there. I'll be there. Be lots of cake and laughter. We've done these before, and we're doing six of them. We've done two, and they're wonderful. They're amazing. A lot of fun and some good information. We'll tell you all about the future of New Life. And then our Everyman's Battle, we've mentioned it, May 17th in Orange County. If you are listening, and you've been listening, you know the guy that you're with needs to go to this. He will thank you absolutely forever.
Not at first, but later.
No, he'll be angry.
By the time he comes home, he'll thank you.
There you go.
Just like the baseball player that went 3 weeks ago. He said, I hated it on Friday. On Sunday, I didn't want to leave. That's the kind of impact it has. July 26, 27, 28, make reservation for the New Life Marriage Weekend, and healing is a choice. Marriage to bring the two of you together. But if you've got an individual issue that you're dealing with, something from the past, fear, guilt, shame, you want to grow, healing is a choice. We'll do it. Alaska cruise coming up July the 1st. We got so many things. That's going to be a great time. And please go online, at least check it out. It's an itinerary we've never taken. We've never gone this far north. And the theme is how big is your God. It's going to be a great, great time. And then would you please support us? For $25 a month, you can join Club New Life and become part of the New Life giving family. You know, a lot of people listen, and sometimes the temptation is to think, well, somebody else will do it. But we need you to do it. Would you do that if you benefit from the program? If you want to see other people benefit from the program, would you just pick up the phone right now and say, okay, it's time for me to join. $25 a month is all it takes. And so much comes out of that. I've never seen a ministry do so much with so little. You know, people say, where's the staff? They're not hiding. We just don't have a lot of them.
Thank you, Larry Sonnenberg, for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Hey, we love you. We'll be praying for you in the morning during our devotional time. God bless you. See you next time.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.